fireworks came.
So tell us about Lover Baby.
Lover Baby, it's a pretty quirky song. It's just a song about, I don't even know what it's actually about. I have so many love songs about my wife. If you know Skye, which I think you do a little bit, you can kind of see why. She's just a lovely woman and gorgeous and kind and a great mom and all this stuff. So songs just... melodies kind of come, as you know, a lot of musicians write their songs, music comes first and then lyrics come. But sometimes when you're just kind of humming along, you have to find something to sing about. So I just kind of sang with that. I went to my friend Don Kerr's studio. He was doing stuff with Bahamas and he had just this, all of his gear was already set up. And so he played drums. Don played drums. He's in the Rio Statics and Communism is his band too. And Dan Mangan. He's a great Toronto producer. Anyways, he played drums on it, but then it needed a guitar solo halfway through, and I was like, who do I get to play guitar on this song? And I was playing hockey at Mohawk, the Mohawk Quad Pad, and I was playing with Jeremy Weiderman. And I thought, you're like Angus Young. You're this hairy, crazy, wild man.
Yeah.
Why don't I get Monster Truck to play guitar on this song? And he ripped an amazing solo. If you want to hear it.
I'll spin it right now.
Yeah. It's a 2-minute song and you'll hear Monster Truck's influence. Thanks.
Lover, baby, what can I say? 3 midnight buses go the other way. You lay sleeping harder than the sun. Within its heat, you can't get anything done. We'll be right back. dans la lune, je suis enchanté. I can see you underneath the moon. You're so beautiful in full bloom.
Tell me about how you look in the dark track.
Well, Tim Vesley, he's from the Rio Statics, another plug for that band. He's a wonderful guy. I actually, so many of my connections to the Canadian music scene is through hockey, but he and I play hockey together, and he ended up, I said, well, why, you know, can you help mix some of my songs? Because when I had 52 song record, I needed to get four studios to be mixing the songs. So, you know, Scott Peacock did, it was four groups of 13. So he did, Catherine North, he did some, and Mike Keir at Threshold did some, and Sean Pearson at Boxcar did some, and Tim Vesley at is the Blue Rodeo space called the Woodshed. He did some there, and so he just, you know, amped up this song. He kind of brought it out of the, you know, sometimes producers can do that. They can lift a song into a different territory that makes it even better than it was before. So he definitely did that, and Pete Hall. I'm sure you remember Pete Hall, Northern Chorus.
Yes, sir, yeah.
And Huron, he plays drums on it. This was such a fun record to make, my whole 52-song project, because I think I used eight drummers and so many different guitar players and friends, because I would just send the songs out or, you know, bring a drummer in. Steve McKay, for example, would just play, you know, he played on 11 songs in a row. He's like, hey, next song, press play, record. Okay, next song.
It's great to have that many friends at your disposal to help you out, to put your music out. It really is.
Mm-hmm. You can get by a lot with a little help from your friends.
A little bit.
Yeah. So thanks for the interview. I'm the Dill. My new album Beside is out now, and you can check it out on Spotify and Apple Music. The Dill is just THEDILL. Like the edge, but just not so edgy.
Saying that in America they're so serious about the protest movement.
Yes, they are.
But they were so flippant that they were singing a happy-go-lucky song, which happens to be one I wrote. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad they sang it. And when I get there, I'll sing it with them when I get in. And that was a message from me to America or to anywhere, that I used my songwriting ability to write a song that we could all sing together. And I'm proud that they sang it at the moratorium. I wouldn't have cared if they'd sang We Shall Overcome, but it just so happens they sang that, and I'm proud of it. And I'll be glad to go there and sing with them.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Save my smile for you. Save my goal for you. Hold on to what is true until Saturday. All my dreams came true the night I fell for you. Oh, what should we do on Saturday? Underneath the steel stars come apart. Underneath the light, how fall apart. Far below the moon light question. Don't forget to hold me tight. I'll bet built for two. What am I going to do? Will our true love be through on Saturday? What am I going to do? Will I still be with you? Will I still fall for you on Saturday? Put me in a hole.
Listening to my new album. It's called Beside. I'm just letting you know about the stories behind each song because I'm fortunate to have my album premiere being played for you today. So thanks for listening. I Love You is a song about my wife, Skye. She's so wonderful. And how can you not write 200 love songs about the ones you love? Enjoy.
The moment I met you, till the moment you called, till the moment I fell asleep. From the moment I see you, till the moment you're gone, till the moment we fall asleep. Well, I love you.
Spinning my new album Beside on 101.5 The Hawk. Thanks for listening. This next song of mine is called I Don't Know You. And as we all know, none of us are getting any younger. And sometimes you just look in the mirror and you're like, who is this person staring back at me? I never used to look like that. Why do I have a really big gut now? Who gave that to me? And why isn't it going away? Is it because I keep on eating cookies and drinking beer and eating chips before I go to sleep while I'm watching Crave? So many questions. Enjoy, I Don't Know You.
You could have it all. I don't
Listening to my new album, Beside. It's streaming on all streaming services now and on 101.5. So Ruby Says is about my daughter Ruby and about not reading the news and listening to the news and just trying to live your life as best you can, because so much of the news is unfixable and is out of your hands. So what you can do is make a difference in your community and with your family and friends. So it's kind of about that. So please enjoy, Ruby Says.
Clementine says, it's not your fault. Wrong place, wrong time. Let's try it again. That's what we did. It's the mess that we're in. Now I wait for the lights from green to red. Making new friends, building new
some play. I wrote you a novel, you made me a painting. Can't get the words out now, I'm stuck in bed. Now the leaves are turning from green to red, from green to red. Oh yeah.
What's up, Hamilton? It's the Dill. I'm back. Dylan Hudecky, a.k.a. This song is called Leaving the Band. I'm really happy to play this song for you. It's one of my favorites off my new album, Beside, that Gunnar is so sweetly playing for everyone today. I play every instrument on this song, and it's really fitting because it's about my days in my old band, Canadian critically acclaimed indie slack rockers By Divine Right, who I played with in the early 2000s, and I had to eventually leave the band. I was having a little boy, and we weren't making enough money for me to really survive, if you could believe that. There's not a lot of money in the arts and in music, that's for sure, but we made great art, and so this was kind of a conflicting thing, a hard life decision to make. But then I left Toronto, moved to Hamilton, and now I'm here. So it's kind of, we're all the products of our former decisions, so am I. This is called Leaving the Band by The Dill. Enjoy.
There's no clouds above clouds, there's no love above love, there's no life above life, there's nobody else like you. I have seen and I am me. I have met Charlie Sheen. Flying over land, will I ever understand? What's the plan? What's the plan? What's the point in making plans?
I'm leaving the band. That's right, I'm leaving the band.
Advertising campaign for peace. Very Can you understand one. That?
No, I can't.
A very big advertising campaign for peace.
And self-aggrandizing.
Well, you think
are
it's...
you advertising
oh,
John
do you want,
Lennon or
do you
peace?
Want nice middle-class gestures for peace?
Maybe.
And intellectual manifestos
in
written by a lot of half-witted intellectuals and nobody reads them. Oh. That's the trouble with the peace movement.
John, well, I'm you sorry know, you liked your old mop tops, dear, and you thought it was I was very satirical and witty, and you liked Hard Day's Night, love, but I've grown up, but you obviously haven't.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Hey, guys, this is Love for Sale by The Dill. That's me. Ta-da, it's for sale. Everyone's got love for sale. Who wants it? Who's buying? Thank you. Hey everybody, this is The Dill. Welcome back. Gunnar has so nicely let me blast my whole new album for you all. This is another song about love. I have 5 songs about love on the album. It's ridiculous. Anyways, it's out now on all streaming services. Thanks to Sherry Sinclair for helping me put it all out. She's the best, little shout out. And I'm going to tell you about Calculate My Love. How can you calculate your love? You know, when someone says, I love you, it's like, I love you more. It's like, you know, can you really do that? Is it possible? Is it possible to calculate how much you love your parents or someone or, you know, sandwiches, pizza? I mean, you can't put a number on things like that, can you? I'll stop babbling. Here it is, Calculate My Love on the Hawk. Hey guys, it's The Dill. I have 2 more songs. Thanks for listening to my whole new album. It's an album premiere. My album is called Beside. You can get more information from thedill.ca. That's thedill.ca. lots of cool stuff on there, and of course on all the dumb social media platforms that we all are addicted to looking at. The song is called Walking Into My Dreams. Had a bit of a health scare a couple years ago, and I had a lot of CAT scans and MRIs and stuff like that, EEGs. Everyone's trying to figure out what's going on in my brain, and who knows? I mean, you be my guest, try to figure out what's happening in this noggin of mine. I don't even know. Enjoy Walking Into My Dreams, which also ends with a song I just tacked on the end called In Pursuit of Loons, from a time I spent in Haliburton in a kayak chasing after a family of loons one dusk evening, and it was so amazing. I wasn't that much of a nuisance. I just got to travel with them. They didn't mind me, I didn't mind them, and it was just a real, real peaceful half an hour that I'll never forget.
Play to myself and like in the room or before we go on stage or something like this, or whenever I feel like, you know, whenever I feel down or depressed or whatever, you know, mm-hmm. I just go on and play. And I can't practice those. It's always constantly, what do you call it, like a jam, you know. It's hard for me to remember any notes because I'm constantly trying to create other things. That's why I make a lot of mistakes.
Do you read music?
No, not at all.
Yeah. You're listening to Steel City Music.
Hey, everybody, this is The Dill. Welcome back. You're listening to The Gunner Show on 101.5. That's not what it's called. This is the last song on my album. It's called Yellow House. My wife's family is from Newfoundland, and her grandma was born on an island north of Newfoundland called Exploits Island, right near Gander Airport, if you've ever been up there. And the island is just quite deserted with no electricity or running water, just a bunch of old cottages and a bunch of old, it's a shipbuilding island in the, you know, 1800s and 1900s, but it's now kind of just kind of a tourist destination. But their house, their family house, is still in the family. And it was a yellow house, and it's been repainted even brighter yellow. It's beautiful. It's on the coast, and it's just idyllic with waves crashing in on the cliffs and icebergs floating by. You can walk out into the water and pick your own lunch full of mussels, if you like mussels, like me. I'm a mussel man in more ways than one. Not. Anyways, this song is called Yellow House. This is the last song on my record, Beside, which is streaming now on all the streaming services. Thanks, Jamie, for playing all these songs and for supporting so many countless bands in Hamilton who are all vying for attention and are making great content and all deserve our listens and spins. So I'm not taking any of this for granted, and not for a million years will I never not appreciate everyone enjoying my music, because I do as well, and it's a labor of love, and I hope to continue making it. I have a couple more albums in me still, so thanks for following me along my musical journey. Love you all. Stay safe out there and try to be happy, and I'll catch you somewhere on down the road.
You're listening to The Hawk, 101.5 FM, broadcasting across Hamilton from the edge of the Niagara Escarpment.
Joining me on the line right now is a Hamiltonian, a singer-songwriter. I don't know, a little bit of an iconic figure here, I guess, for the music that that she's done with other people, but also from the charitableness of her heart. 10 years ago, with two friends, Lisa Wynn and Janine Stahl, they started the Lady Bird Sanctuary, and the 10-year anniversary is coming up now. What do you do on a 10-year anniversary? Well, you try to make the dreams come true that you've always wanted to do. And they're going to do that on December 1st. It's a show that's happening online, and it's Help Build the Farm, a virtual concert event, because finally they're realizing the dream of starting something to further help animals. Melissa, thank you for taking the time out to chat with us.
Thanks for having me.
I'm glad that that you were able to do this. I know that you're a very busy person, but when I first found out about this concert that was coming up, I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, it's pretty great. I mean, yeah, I'm finding it's a lot easier to gather a group of incredible artists when we're all kind of stuck at home.
Right.
So, you know,
yeah.
Yeah. So everybody's going to be performing from home, which, you know, is a lot easier than asking them to come out to an event.
To come to a show, right.
And do the whole thing. Although I'm sure everybody's just longing for that too. But it was really exciting to put it together. I got a lot of yeses from some pretty incredible artists: Brian Adams, Sarah McLachlan, Jim Cuddy, Ed Robertson, Jan Arden, Chris Murphy, Joel Plaskett. It just goes on and on.
Danny Michelle, Jeremy Fisher, Tara Lightfoot, Sarah McDougall.
Yeah, Jill Barber.
Yeah.
Shakura Saida.
I want to tell you how much I love you. I wanna tell you how much I care. I wanna wrap my arms around you, but to do or say anything would be unfair. Where we say goodbye. This is not a love song. This is where I start to cry. I gave you my heart and my soul. Now it's time to pull it back in. This is not a love song. Yesterday, I'm tired of living with all this sorrow, and with you in my life, I know there ain't no way, 'cause this is not a love song, this is where we say goodbye. This is where I start to cry. I gave you my heart and my soul. Now it's time to pull it back. This is not a love song. This is where our story ends.
Thank you.
So go ahead and tell me that our love doesn't have to end. And yeah, baby, I'm listening when you say, baby, we'll always be friends. But see, I gave you all I had to give, and I don't think there is much more. Now your bags are packed, we've said our goodbyes. Please, be quiet and walk out the door.
When I read over the list of this, I was thinking, you know, 10 years of putting together, because you guys were doing live shows and benefits in various venues around Southern Ontario,
yeah.
And primarily here in Hamilton, you would do the different venues. And uh-huh. So to an extent, that's easy because there's just, you know, there's like a couple sound checks and there are a couple of people that you know. With uh-huh. this one, it's all online. So the technical part of this kind of mm-hmm. gives me a little bit of a reservation. How do you how do you feel about the virtual world as far as performing right now?
I don't have the first clue. I mean, Luke and I for White Horse, we were doing and the right from the first week of lockdown, we were doing online shows,
right.
Like once a week for.